Okay, I'd like to bring the December 17th, 2024, special town council meeting to order. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Here.
Here.
Councilor Lazar?
Present.
Councilor May?
Here.
Here.
Councilor Southern?
Here.
Present.
Okay, we have no special recognitions or presentations tonight. There are no alterations to the agenda because it's a special meeting. To consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of November 13, 2024, and the special meeting minutes of November 17, 2024. Titled the Bond Property Sidewalk.
So move on a 13th meeting.
Any discussion?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, unanimous. Executive session. Tonight we're going to have to kind of bifurcate the executive session. We're going to do 7A first, and then later in the evening we're going to do 7B. So at this time, I'd like to consider and act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the Conservation Commission, discussions to include members of the Town Council, and Mayor Leonard Brunel, but he is not here.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Note the time, 7:03 in executive session. Note the time out of executive session at 7:11. No votes were taken. Once again, that's for executive session 7A. 7B will be a little later. Okay. That was out of executive session for 7A. 7B, as we noted, will be a little later in the meeting. At this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Good evening. Gary Murphy, 55 F. Laurel Point Drive in Oakdale. I'm speaking to you as chairman of the Public Safety Commission at this moment. The Public Safety Commission this past week at our meeting voted to approve the in favor of hiring two firefighters to make it 16. I know we already had one scheduled, which the interviews for that was already been conducted, and so another one is supposed to be hired in July. And we recommend that you go ahead and, if you can, to approve that now to bring that number to 16. It would help with the overtime. It would help on little things here in between for them. And it's inevitable anyway. The pool for firefighters is really slim at the moment. They're very hard to get a full turnout. We only had three that applied for this past interview process. And we were only able to pull one candidate from that. So we'll be, the town will probably go up back out sometime in, I believe, in 1st of February to try and find it again. But it's getting very, very difficult to find certified firefighters because their openings are plentiful in the area, Norwich, New London. Some of the bigger places are drawing them from us. And this is not only affecting Montville. This is all smaller towns that are hiring firefighters to be able to find good candidates. Also, the commission also voted to approve the rescue truck M37 for your consideration to be bought on the lease purchase program. The only other thing that the commission did speak on was to see if how you felt or if you could look at maybe possibly removing the approval of the four fire chiefs on when another fire truck needs to be purchased in another department. It really doesn't work. The other chief to speak on what another chief may need in his department, it's not really a good thing. You don't know what that other guy needs in his department, and to be able to, maybe make a, if the chief wanted to get your recommendation, I think he would ask for it. I think it just puts them at odds with one another, because if two chiefs don't like it, or, then it's 2-2, and, it leads to other issues, and I have spoken to three of the four, and they are in favor of looking to do away with that. Yes, Tim.
Chairman, is that a town policy? Is that something we go through TARP?
Yes.
So if we could cue that up to go to TARP to change that recommendation, and we already have by tonight, you're actually making a recommendation from the Public Safety Commission to do that, right?
Yes.
So let's note that to go to TARP.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Please state your name and address for the record.
Ann Gollin, 64 D'Amato Drive, Oakdale. It's been about a year we've started our mission and our fight. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank the Montville Animal Shelter community team. We've been working together for a year, and today is the day we're hoping that it's going to be what we've been waiting for. I wanted to mention that because we didn't look at the past and just look at the history for very long, we started that way, but we kept moving toward the future, which is now. Very quickly, the town council said to us, go out and do a petition. We did. We got 1,200 signatures. Then we got the business behind us, and they helped us print out T-shirts, signs, and they helped us. They helped us get the 1,200 signatures. Thank you to the town and the businesses. After that, the town council said to us, go and see and talk to your state representatives and your senators and the governor. And we did that. The town, the people here, the citizens, wrote letters, emails, called many, many, many times, and we moved forward. We went to the bond commission, and we wrote to the bond commission, and thankfully, State Representative Holly Cheeseman was on there, and she got us our $2 million in June. We have been fighting. We've been working really hard. I want to thank the mayor for putting aside the APA money for us. So we're really close. Today is the big day for us. We're hoping for the vote. And we just can't thank you enough. We got everyone together, and we have the animal shelter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So anyone else? Last call for remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda.
Keith Truex, 1046 East Lake Road, also the chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. I'd just like to speak in favor of the replacement of M37 that's on your agenda. We've been working on this project for over a year, and hopefully we can see it through and get it out of here tonight. Thank you.
Anyone else? Remarks from the public?
William Herman, 32 Anderson Lane, also the president of this year of Chesterfield Fire Company. I ask for your full support on getting the lease purchase for M37. We're on the other side of town. If you've been there, and the only way to get over this side most times is coming up Chesterfield Road. And coming up with an old used vehicle, even if it's refurbished, that is not the case to be. Okay? One being a person who was hit by a fire truck many years ago, we don't want to go into that situation again. So I hope that saner minds prevail tonight to have the lease purchased for M37. Thank you.
All right. So, moving on, communication, copy of the November 2024 financial reports from the Finance Director, Barbara Griffin. We also received the copy of the legal bills from Sussman Shapiro for the month of October 2024. And we also got a copy of the legal bills from Helleron and Sage for the month of October 2024. We have no reports from town attorney or matters referred. We do not have any tonight. And remarks from the mayor and or administrative department heads to include matters referred. So at this time, I'd like to, the mayor is out tonight. He is not feeling well. So may I have some of the departments come up and speak? I think we have a few in the audience.
Wow. We should stand and clap.
Good evening. Bill Blanchett, Montville Police Department. Just real quick, Lieutenant Radford's going to talk about where we are with the animal control facility. Just a couple of things. On Monday, November 25th through Friday, December 6th, the Connecticut Post Council accreditation team reviewed the policies and procedures of the Montville Police Department. In a letter dated December 11th, we received the following response. The Montville Police Department has successfully met the Post-C state accreditation standards for Tier 2 and Tier 3, so we're actually a year ahead.
Oh, that's impressive.
On behalf of the Police Officer Standards and Training Academy, we thank the Montville Police Department for demonstrating professionalism and supporting the state of Connecticut's mission to achieve full accreditation status by 2026. We congratulate your agency on achieving Tiers 2 and 3 accreditation status and pending approval from the Post Council. So we'll be going up in March to meet with the Post Council where we should get our Tier 3 accreditation. And the second thing is I'd like to invite all of you to stop by the police department and view the memorial tree in the front lobby. This year we're honoring police officers who have died in the line of duty and canines that have died in the line of duty during the year. Our tree is decorated with wooden ornaments, each bearing the photograph, name, rank, and department, as well as the end of watch date for the 127 so far officers and canines killed in the line of duty this year. After the holiday season, these ornaments, along with a letter from me, will be sent to the officers' respective departments to honor their sacrifice further. So I wanted to throw that out there. Any questions?
Chief, I just want to say congratulations on your department getting that certification. That is monumental.
Well done.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant, Montville Police. I just wanted to give an update. That's the status of the animal control facility, which I know is going to be spoken more about tonight. On 11/19/24, the bidding process was closed and all bids were opened at 2 p.m. There was a total of 9 bids received, which ranged from $2.7 million to $3.5 million. The town, Silver Petrocelli, and DECD have vetted the bids. As you're all aware, the town has chosen Orlando Anoli and Sons as the contractor. The total cost of the facility will be approximately $2,987,177, which is coming from the following sources. $2 million in state grant, $636,177 from ARPA funding, and the remaining $350,000 is on the agenda this evening for the council's vote. On 12/19/24, the town will be meeting with Orlando Anoli and Sons to sign the contract, obviously depending on tonight's outcome of the vote. This appears to be on track, and the long-awaited, long-needed ACO facility will be underway soon. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the mayor and the town council for all their hard work and support for this long-overdue project. I would also like to thank the Animal Shelter Support Group and all their supporters for your tireless efforts to ensure this project came to fruition. If all goes well, around this time this year, next year, it will be occupied. Thank you.
Any other department heads? Yeah, there's Mr. Carlson. You're hiding.
Hmm.
They're all here for you.
They want to hear you.
Sure, they're all here for me. Sean Carlson, Public Works Director for the Town of Montville. I'll start off with trash. Trash is going to start going up again. This year, we're going to see a sizable increase of $10 per ton starting in July of 2025. One of the other things that's increasing is the non-burn. Since I've taken over in in 2022, non-burn has gone up $17.34. So this year, starting January 1st of 2025, we're going to see a $4.22 increase just for this fiscal year alone. So I will work with the Public Works Subcommittee and Solid Waste to look at the punch cards and possibly doing a small increase on the passes to offset some of these extra costs that are affecting us, along with recycling. Recycling has gone up, and so far the recycling has stayed pretty stable, but it has the potential to go up significantly in a short amount of time. In February, we'll have a meeting with SCARA for our future of trash that could be very informative of what trash is going to be like. They're still predicting by 2030 we are going to see a double digit increase. So you're going to see what we were paying $65 last year, we're going to look at about 120, just to give everyone a warning. I know some of you may not be on the council or whatever, but just a warning. So road paving, I've been working with the CLA Engineering and working on road paving. The list is growing. I would love to do a lot of roads, but I'm actually seeing a lot of the side streets which have been neglected over the years, especially dead-end streets. I don't know how many people travel around the town, but I suggest sometime just take a drive down a side street, a dead-end street that you'd never go down. You'll be surprised at how bad they are. We've done quite a few of the main roads. The Lathrop development is one of the ones I'd like to really do, but as I have stated in the past, there's a lot of drainage issues that really need to be upgraded due to the lack of design years ago when the development was built in the 50s. That's part of the problem, and I know Maple Avenue is number one priority on the list. Come springtime, we'll be getting that going. Any questions before I move on anymore?
I do have a question about the trash. I know there's an initiative to start removing some of the wet trash from commercial entities and treating that differently. Is that still?
Actually, food. We're looking at a food program. Actually, they're working on that process in Preston. SCARA is actually building a food process, and then we're trying to figure out how to collect it. Do we give 5-gallon buckets with a seal? I have seen some in the program where they actually give you a biodegradable bag that you can seal up to keep the smell down. Because could you imagine throwing a turkey sandwich in a bag, you know, on a hot July day, or a piece of chicken? And from what I understand, like, they can take bones and everything, and it'll decompose. So
would that factor into the weight reduction or weight cost?
It would actually help in reducing the cost to the trash plant, because you're taking that tonnage out. So every ton you're going to take out, you're going to save that kind of money, and it's going to help the environment too, you know, because like they say, you know, a burnt steak doesn't burn very well, you know, burnt food or dead food, it just doesn't go through the incinerator very well, you know, doesn't burn. But that is one thing in the future I'm hoping to see in the near future, but I still think it's about 8 months away before that program gets started.
Thank you.
So, the other thing is we've had a couple snow events. I don't know if most of you know how many trucks that are on the road, but we have 9 full-size trucks, 3 mediums, and 3 Mason dumps that are on the road when I do a full call. So you're looking at probably about 120 ton of material that'll go out of the garage in one run. So even though these past few storms have been small, I bought about 200 ton of material to cover those last two storms. But that doesn't include, because I used sand and salt last storm to try to offset due to the iciness and give people traction. The guys like the extra weight. When you haul salt, it's actually lighter than when you haul sand and salt. So, but yeah, we've been busy with that. I had a state water inspection came in for the Camp Oakdale. They found a few, not really violations, but they didn't like how we were taking our water samples or where we were taking our water samples. So we ended up having to move our tap for the water samples. They were after the well tank. They actually want them at the well. So they want them between the well and the well tank. So we had to make five adjustments there, fix those for them. The Camp Oakdale basketball court, they did the final pave on them. I'm not sure if the hoops are up yet because that was of last week. It's been quite busy. We awarded the contract to my Zano brothers, who actually did the court up at Camp Oakdale, to do the court at Desjardins. That came in at $55,000. And paving the road going down as an extra and new hoops brought it up to $77,000. So at some point I will come back to the council to try to just ask. We had leftover money from Camp Oakdale, and I'd like to use that money to cover the difference between Desjardins.
Was that capital?
It was capital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll request that in the future. Any other questions?
No. I have a question, a couple, and maybe we'll help it because we're not going to have our public works meeting since you're filling us all in right now,
yeah.
And thank you for that. The talking about the transfer fees, we're trying to look so that we don't do a big raise on the permit, the fees to go in there. And what we're looking at is the punch cards. The punch cards, non-verbals, would be people who have roofs, construction materials, and right now we're trying to look at that so that the rest of the taxpayers don't foot the bill on some of those. So that is one of the things we're looking at so we won't have to bring up the pass, correct?
Correct.
Correct. And we're going to look at that in a strong way at in our subcommittee.
Correct.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
With the punch cards, the one thing I'm trying to implement and I haven't done yet is it's hard, is scanning them and knowing exactly what people are bringing in. I at this time, we're currently not looking at that, and we don't have the ability at this time. It was never set up to scan a punch card and then note what you punch on that card so you can actually keep track of what people are bringing in. I keep track of the trash as best we can. Some days the systems go down. We do the best we can to keep an eye on it. But like you said, the punch card allows you stuff furniture, which is like two or three. You got some Freon, two Freons. You get four tires. You know, those costs, you know, we have to start looking at and seeing what is actually coming in. And keeping track of it is time-consuming for the person at the gate when you have 10 people in line.
Well, the punch card is really a cost-effective way, but we're also the lowest around in the transfer fees.
Correct.
But the non-burnables is out of control, and in the foreseen future is going to go up. I mean, for roofing, sheetrock, 2x4s, pressure-treated, all that right there, most transfer stations are weighing it or they're doing a certain amount for cubic foot or pound-wise and everything like that. So that's something we want to look at so the rest of the public doesn't have to pick up the bill on that.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. The other question is been on a couple of our minds. We discussed it at the Public Works meeting, is Maple Avenue. Maple Avenue, we've been talking about it with our committee, with you. You've been talking about with the town engineer about our road standards that not being followed. I know that you've already discussed that with me. You discussed it to the mayor, being that it was just dug up from WPCA to replace the line for Rand Whitney. We've also discussed about why the taxpayers of Monopole are going to foot the bill on repaving that, because over the years, that's been dug up for a private line for a private business. So right now, you're looking into that with the town engineer to see if that can be adjusted so the taxpayers don't foot the whole bill on that, which is over $1 million.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
So how far have you gotten on that?
To be honest with you, I got set with a big project from the mayor, and I haven't had a chance to work on that because we've had so many things going on. Oh, I forgot. Also, we did have a new building out at the camp, not to change the subject, but I am working on it. I just have a lot going on. We just opened the Desjardins bid, and we also had the Camp Oakdale storage building that opened up. The bids came back $322,000 over what I had projected. After looking at all of them, I was sticker shocked a little bit on the site work. That is what really kind of killed me on that bid. and the buildings were a little bit higher than what I had estimates for, which was unexpected. So I'm looking at what can be done to bring the cost down, whether the town does some of the work, the site work to complete it, and get that project moving forward again.
Oh, most definitely. I believe that we'll probably bring that back and send it out to bid again, and maybe pull in the site work as much as we can to do in-house. That would be the smart thing on that. And then maybe look at expanding the time of when the project can be done. That would be a new option right there. So we'll look at that when that comes. But go back to Maple Avenue.
You know
I'm not going to let it go.
Right,
I don't think
right.
the taxpayers
yeah.
should be putting the bill on a private business.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I'd like to have that, and I've already referred that to the mayor twice. I'd like to have that come forward, if you can have that brought up by the engineer, forward an email to him if he'd like to be, you know, do a site visit. I think you've already looked at it. The crown in the road is gone.
Right.
That's just not once. That's happened numerous times. So, again, I don't want the taxpayers to foot this whole bill.
Right.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Any other department heads? All right. Let's move on to reports from standing committee. Town administration rules and procedures.
On the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
On the agenda. Got it. Finance, we met last week and went over a few things. And we got ironed out some of the ARPA issues, and I think we're in good shape. Isn't that correct, Councilor Jaskiewicz?
I think so. I think we're
heading. So we should be, should have that all buttoned up here real soon. Public Works, Solid Waste.
And John just gave a fine report on that.
Yeah, so let's move on. Council Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organizations, Social Services, Volunteer Firefighting, and Relief Fund.
We had no meetings, but there's some good reports to the seniors and the staff at the senior center, and the volunteers have been helping out doing first aid, did the turkeys, which was a great success. Thank you for the Mohegan Tribe donating 300. Now the seniors have are doing over 300 bags for our citizens in need, for the kids that need stuff, and some food boxes. We're probably going to be delivering about over 100 home battle meals this next week. And also, thanks to the tribe having their basket raffle, they donated $6,000 to our social service. And also, the concert that was a fundraiser for helping seniors in need raised over $5,000. And that's it.
All right, thank you. Councilor Jaskiewicz, Board of Education, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Oh, Board of Education, they talked about test scores. They talked all about the test scores from the year and how they're doing, and they seem to be heading in the right direction, as my partner over here that comes to the meetings with me nods her head and tells me that I'm saying the right thing. But it's very, very interesting. They went into it deep, and they say how they're doing good, which is good for the whole system, for us and for the town, for the school system. Now, in planning and zoning, I wrote a few notes, but I think I wrote one of them wrong. It was one of the largest meetings in some time with 8 items on the agenda. There were 2 multifamily projects approved, one for 200 units, and the other one, I get down to 57. Is it just 57? Good, I was going to say 650. I thought everybody would approach. So. Thank you. And as usual, they're doing a good job for us, folks. People that are there, I know they need a head guy, but what's there, they're doing a good job for us. Thank you.
Councilor Lathrop, Economic Development and Water Pollution Control Authority.
Economic Development Committee met last night. It was a fairly short meeting. Not much happening with that right now. Hopefully in the beginning of the year we gain some traction with that. Water Pollution Control Authority. We just got one easement signed for the water tower that went in up on Cook Drive there. Waiting on one more easement to go through, and then we'll be looking at getting the power hooked up to that and getting that put online, which is exciting news for the WPCA. We just did some repair work on the Stony Bridge crossing, which is right by Public Safety Building. If you're heading out, Public Safety's on your right, the little bridge before Massapequa Road, right there on the right-hand side. There's a bunch of pipes. If you look over, you'll see them. And there's a bunch of I-beams that support them, and that carries a bunch of water, sewer, gas, all that fun stuff. And that bridge was in really bad repair from all the salt rolling over from the road when they plow. And it got caught when we were looking for a leak. last winter. That went out for repair, for bid. It got repaired, and that is awaiting a few bolts to get changed and a few punch list items, and that will be complete, which is a catastrophe averted. We are now connected to Rand and Whitney, so that is connected and flowing, and that is off of our back of a fear. With the old pipe being compromised, we were, you know, in the fear of a eruption in the road or many problems, and as Billy talks about, a lot of Maple Ave got torn up for that project, but it's nice to have that one behind us. We concluded our lead safety test, which is going through and testing if our lines have lead in them, which is mostly like your solder joints and sometimes in the valves. And we are clear now for another 2 years, I think it was, and when they come through with the next level of testing for that. We have a fairly new system for the water supply, so that left us in good shape. That's all good news.
All right, thank you. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Public Safety Commission, Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
All right. I'll start with the Youth Services. Barb first wanted to thank Board of Ed and Dr. Vumbach, the superintendent. She received a community support award. She was very flattered and thankful. Their 2024 basket fundraiser that they do, they start at the elections. They yielded about $2,500, so they're going to reinvest that right back into youth programs at Youth Services. Their after-school program's fully staffed now. They just hired two more people, so they're good to go for that. And they're just about at capacity for students enrolled, so it's a well-attended program. The tower restoration project, they gained some serious attention at the state level. They're actually considering placing it on the state historical structures registry. So if that happens, significant grant funding for the restoration would be available. So fingers crossed for that. Their annual stocking drive's in full swing. So each year they collect $10 gift cards to place in stockings filled with other Christmas treats. They've gathered about 150. They try to get about 200. So they're doing it till the end of the week. You can donate at Youth Services. They're also receiving the New London Elks Community Grant Award this year, so they're going to use the funding to help continue implementing programs with positive impacts. This specific funding is going to be dedicated to a peer mentoring program, so it's all good news. Conservation Commission, they joined us on the Bond Property Walk. So I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the area, but it's 669 acres. There's ponds, there's fields, there's hills, it's a beautiful, you know, there's streams, it's an awesome place, tons of recreational opportunities. I mean, Boy Scouts could use it, schools could take trips there. So that's just, it's something that's in the works. Avalonia is a land conservancy program, a group, and they've raised money to try to purchase it. They're actually looking for money from Montville too, so we're trying to figure out ways to fund it. So that's something that's in the works, and it would be a great opportunity for the people of the town. The Conservation Commission also is putting together a report of all their accomplishments and activities they held over 2024. So they're a very active commission. I just wanted to thank them for all their efforts this year. And public safety, they received a state DUI enforcement grant, $64,000, $539. So that'll help keep our roads safe. Chief mentioned the memorial tree. I was going to mention that as well. I'm going to get down there and check it out too. Heard it looks nice. We also wanted to recognize Officer Lalamere. I'm not sure if anyone heard, but there was a robbery at a local business, and he helped, stop the robbery. He apprehended the suspect. It was a big battle until Officer Shepard and Officer Osuni showed up and helped. So we just wanted to thank him. They're out there fighting for us, so we appreciate all their efforts. And we toured the Oxaboxa Lofts. That's the old Faria. There's going to be, I think it's 74 units, I believe. And it was a good tour. It's going to provide some unique challenges for local fire departments and anyone that has to show up to help there, because there's 11 different buildings, I believe, and the layouts of the apartments are quite funky. So I know Montville's planning on doing some training down there, and I'm sure other departments will get out too. So I just want to thank you guys for going to that and helping keep us safe. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Councilor Southard, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, and Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, no meeting for the Library Committee. Farmers Market is pretty much wrapped up. We had the holiday market back at the beginning of November, and it was really good. It was really well attended. Lots of vendors, lots of produce, cheese, meats, things of that nature. So Santa, the Grinch, it was great. And for Parks and Recreation, most recently was a holiday parade, and the attendance was very good. Tried something new this year, having a sing-along before the parade, and about 40 to 50 people attended. And they're going to be working on trying to increase that number for next year. And the Parks and Recreation dance program performed at the beginning of the driveway to the town hall. Disc golf is set up. Some baskets are set up behind the tennis courts if anybody wants to go try it out. That is available. And carnival dates have been set for this year, June 20th to the 22nd. We are trying to establish a five-year contract with the vendor for the carnival because they did a really, really good job last year, so we really want to lock him in. As most of you know, there's been a lot of improvements made at the pavilion areas, and the commission will be looking at raising fees for these facilities to more fall in line with what other towns are charging for these facilities. And to answer Director Carlson's question about the hoops, they are not up yet down at the camp. So, and that's about it.
All right, thank you. Let's get into appointments and resignations. Consider an act of motion to accept the resignation of Joseph J. Soka III from the Zoning Board of Appeals, effective November 14th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Consider an act of motion to appoint Douglas G. Adams, Jr. to fill the vacancy on the Zoning Board of Appeals with a term to expire on November 10th, 2025.
Ooh.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor
Favor. Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. So that is 7-0 in favor. Consider an act of motion to reappoint John Chase as a member of the Parks and Recreation Commission with a term to expire on January 9th, 2029.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it is 7-0 in favor. Consider an act of motion to reappoint Stephen Stewart as member of the Public Safety Commission with a term to expire on January 9th, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0, all in favor. Consider an act and a motion to reappoint Karen Perkins as a member of the Public Safety Commission with a term to expire on January 9th, 2028.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 7-0, all in favor. Consider an act of motion to reappoint Frank Maselli as a member of the Water and Sewer Commission with a term to expire January 14th, 2029.
So second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0, all in favor. Consider an act of motion to waive the interview and waiting period, Rule 14B and C of the Town Council Rules and Procedures for the Southeastern Connecticut Water Authority.
Favor.
So moved.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. Consider an act of motion to appoint Dean Terry to fill the vacancy to the Southeastern Connecticut Water Authority with a term to expire August
14th,
2025.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it is 7-0 in favor. Consider act a motion to accept the resignation of John V. Estelle from the Planning and Zoning Commission effective March 13th, 2025.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, 7-0. Consider an act of motion to accept the resignation of Jeffrey Carver from the Conservation Commission effective immediately.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 7-0. Consider an act of motion to waive the waiting period for appointment rules 14C of the Town Council rules of procedure for the Conservation Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Consider an act of motion to appoint Catherine Hisnosa to fill the vacancy in the Conservation Commission with a term to expire on April 9th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. All in favor. All right. Unfinished business. Consider act a motion to discuss the progress of the animal control facility.
Officer Radford, I thought that made that presentation, don't you?
We have a motion, so second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right. So we will move on. New business. Town of Malibu River resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $2,015.66 as requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Yep. Discussion?
Do we have a new tax collector now?
We have somebody that came over from the tax assessor's office to help out. I'm not sure if that person's been hired yet or not.
Maria's back there now.
I don't know if I want to shout at Maria from the back of the room. Maria, Councilor Utnick has a question on the tax collector position. Has that been filled? Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did we vote yet, Agnes? Okay, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0, all in favor. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the position description for the general foreman as approved and recommended by the Town Administration Rules and Procedure Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
This was a very good meeting. Public Works Director came and said, this is something that we've needed for a long time, the general foreman position. The mayor supported it. HR Director helped us with the writing of the job description. And I really think, in all my years of being here, I think most of us, this is a position that we definitely should have had. And hopefully you guys will support the job description for us. Thank you.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0, all in favor. Item C, I'd like to request to table this to another meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we'll move item 16C to another meeting date. Item D, 16D, the Town of Montville hereby resolved to approve the 2024 holiday bonus for town employees on Schedule A. Just for clarification, that is the non-union town employees.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? And okay, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0, all in favor. Item 16E, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the transfer of $30,000 from General Fund to Legal Services, Labor, Employment Matters, line item 10340-52046 to cover legal fees.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah. So we still have, what, 6-7 months left on that?
Yes.
And we're already over?
Yes. We discussed this at Finance, and I know you were absent, so probably should have briefed you a little more on this from that standpoint. We've had a couple of things that we had to take care of. One of them was the union negotiations that was a little more involved than we were. So half of this $30,000 is to pay for the overages. We got a couple other legal issues that we're having to deal with that we weren't expecting. So the other $15,000, so to speak, is to get us to the end of the year.
So we think $15,000 is going to get us through till
our
next fiscal year.
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
But as you know, we're doing a lot of union negotiations.
Oh, yeah.
That have, yep. I think are at their end point. So that's what I've been told. So, but that is a very good question because that's the exact same question when I saw that. All right. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. All in favor. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize the mayor to enter into a 3-year agreement with OCV LLC for the development of iPhone and Android app for the Town of Montville and sign and execute any and all related agreements and contracts on behalf of the Town of Montville.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. I'd like to lead off. This is currently right now we have Everbridge as a way of notification. It's been in service now for probably 3 years. I think we have approximately 400 or 500 people that are actively on it. But a lot of pushback from the community was that to sign up, they had to, I guess, give a lot of personal information. It wasn't very easy. It was calling middle of the night. So one of the things we have, and I have Cindy Benton here from the mayor's office to discuss this because she's been working with it. So one of the things that this is to do is a much easier app for the citizens of Montville to achieve the same thing as the Everbridge.
Can I ask a question on that? Is there a cost association with this?
I'm going to have Cindy.
Cindy Breton, and I am the executive assistant to Mayor Bunnell. I'm sorry. My name is Cindy Breton, and I am the assistant to Mayor Bunnell. OCV LLC is a company that writes municipal apps, and this is who we are looking to replace with, you know, Everbridge. As we all know, Everbridge is the citizen alert system that we use to send out emergency and non-emergency notifications to the public. But based on the cost of Everbridge, we tried to make the best use of the app that we could. But we found that more and more people in the community were actually opting out of the app because they'd receive any alert and they were expecting to be notified of a true emergency. Many citizens were reluctant to give out their login information, as Chairman May mentioned. And the cost of Everbridge per year was $10,288 for the past 3 years. Citizens are also still able to sign up or opt in for alerts from the Connecticut Alert E911 system through the State of Connecticut account. That's free to everyone, but they would have to opt in for it. So the app, the new municipal app, is a free download for your device from the App Store or Google Play, depending on whether you have an iPhone or an Android. The OCV app has push notifications and alert systems. They are simply intended to give a central location for end users to see the latest information about what's happening in the town. The town can send out push notifications to those who've downloaded the app for free on their iPhone or Android device, and the end user can receive them in whichever manner they prefer. So OCV LLC is one of the leaders in mobile app development for law enforcement, public safety, emergency management, and public health agencies. It's user-friendly. When you click on the app, it'll open, just like any other app on your phone. There will be a number of tiles that you can choose from, which are labeled with different departments. Once you click on the department, it'll take you to another place where you can click on a link and easily find whatever it is you're looking for. So the cost for the first year for the app is $9,995, which is already a savings of $293 from what we pay for Everbridge. The cost per year for the next 2 years is $5,995, and that is annual support and maintenance fee. The Everbridge expires, the contract expires on January 6th of 2025. The app takes anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks to write it from start to finish. If we get it approved tonight, we can start tomorrow morning with them, you know, contacting them and sending them the contract and so forth. It would possibly be ready by the third week in February. And to make this transition easy for the public, we plan on sending out a couple of last Everbridge notices, directing people to the announcement page of the website, letting them know that if they're looking for any alerts or any type of information that's going on in the town, they'll need to go directly to the website. Then once the app is ready, there's going to be a QR code. The company does all the mock-up, all the advertising, and it's really a beautiful thing. The town of Stonington, their police chief was looking into getting an app just for their police department, and they ended up having one created through the same company for the whole town. It's really a good thing. I think people will really like it when, you know, they want to have information right in their hand instead of having to go to a website, and also getting alerts on your phone in any way that you want, like you would a text message or a phone call. Mm-hmm. And any questions?
That's what your question. I just want to make sure Councilor Lathrop's question is asked. I think the takeaway is it's $10,000 a year. For
yeah, no, I got the numbers. My recommendation was just going to be in the future to put the numbers on the agenda so we can see them in here. So we're not referencing back by memory or notes that we
right.
take. So
we
I think the numbers should be.
So just keep that in mind that that is what it's going to be. The other thing is Everbridge was first brought up when I was on WPCA probably 10 years ago, and we had to buy a module. And then another, I don't know if the schools had the same one, they had to buy a module. And then when the town brought on Public Works, had to have a module. Then another, and so it was really clunky. I got a feeling they're going to hit us up again with modules again. But this sounds like, when I first heard about it, it seems like this is going to be a more efficient way. And it's going to give the townspeople a little more, a better system to look at. So the takeaway is it's the same, essentially the same cost this year as Everbridge, and then subsequent years will be approximately $5,000 a year, which is half.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, any other discussion? Thank you, Cindy.
No, thank you for all the information. I love the numbers. Thank you.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. So at this time, before we get to the next ones, I would like to enter an executive session to consider an act and a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing union contract negotiations, discussion to include members of the town council, and attorney Christy Kelly.
So moved.
Second.
All favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Dr. Tom.
I can't. Oh, she just showed up.
I know. I don't know why we couldn't just leave that money.
Why can't you?
Okay, out of executive session at 8:29. No votes were taken.
I said it would show TA. Never.
All right. I'll wait a second for everybody to get seated.
Oh. Never said it was not a TA.
Shit.
Gotcha, Linda.
Okay, the town of Montville hereby resolves, actually we need to table this, 16G. You know, motion to table 16G.
I'll move, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor to table 16G, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, all in favor. Item 16H, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the funds necessary to implement the tentative agreement with the Montville Police Union Local 2504 for the term July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2028. Pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 7-474B, by authorizing Mayor Leonard G. Bunnell Sr. to execute documents consistent with the terms of the tentative agreement.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
A definite favor.
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 Absolutely favor.
Very much in favor. So that is 7-0, all in favor. Item 16I, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the appropriation of $350,000 from the general fund balance to supplement and expend together with the DECD grants of $2 million and the ARPA grant funds of $636,177 on the animal control facility project.
So moved.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. I'd like to say this, that there's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of these town councilors, we've spent a lot of time working on this with the mayor, Public Works, the town engineer, Silver Petricelli, to get this down to a project that we can afford. It's unfortunate we have to do all these things to get state money, but we got it. And there was a lot of help from a lot of our legislators. It was not just Holly Teasman, it was Kathy Austin and Lieutenant Governor and the Governor that really stepped up and heard the voices of Montville. And I do want to thank all the people that stepped up and actually we did that, but there was a lot of people on this dais and a lot of people out in town that helped get that money. And also, we put this money aside knowing that this is going to be a project we wanted to do, and $800,000 of ARPA money. And you know, we're gonna build this now. We got it. We're gonna be signing the documents here shortly, and so. I'd like to encourage everyone to hopefully after this a little bit of celebration. So I'd like to have anyone else like to discuss before we vote.
Yeah, I just want to personally thank Ann Gallen and Rebecca Maurice. Without you two ladies, without you two ladies pushing so hard on this, I'm not sure we would be where we are today. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you very, very much.
Absolutely. I want to second what Rob just said, that, you know what, I hope you still come to the meetings. I enjoy when she gets my ear, and it's very educational, too. Thank you.
I heard they might run for office.
Good.
I was going to say, we have a few other projects we might put you on.
We've been kicking the can down the road on this for so long, so it's awesome that it's finally happening. I'm glad I'm sitting on council for it, and I want to thank all you guys for all your efforts on it, and it's exciting, and you should be proud, and I'm glad it's happening for our town, so thank you.
It would only prove if you work hard and work together.
Yeah.
We can get things done. When I say we, sometimes we have to look at things differently than what you look at. No, I'm not trying to be a liar. I'm just telling you the truth. We sit up here and have to look at a big picture. Wait a minute. I'm talking now.
I don't see why not. It's not a private.
Call Lenny and ask him. I'm sure you can.
His executive secretary is right there.
Lenny's a huge fan of yours, so I know he'll probably
that's what I heard.
But, Ms. Golland, I will say that the actual, it is the 19th, I believe, but I don't know the exact time. That has actually not been formalized. So just, you're going to have to check in.
We'll set it up for you.
That'd be great.
Okay. Now you shut me down, I'm done. All set. Go ahead.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
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 Let me think. Favor.
And favor as well. So that is 7-0, all in favor. So Godspeed. Let's get this thing rolling.
Woo-hoo! One thing I do want to say, though, if we build it, they will come.
I hope not.
The dogs I'm talking about.
Stay in your yards.
All right. Town of Montville hereby resolves to accept the recommendation to lease the Chesterfield Fire Company M37 Rescue truck by the Public Safety Commission.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. I've asked multiple times when this subject has come up for the documentation that they say is the reason for replacing this truck. And still to date, no one has provided that information to me. I've been assured that it exists, and I've never received it. And I, in being fiscally responsible, this is just a pet peeve of mine when I get told that it has to be replaced. And I say, great, show me where it says it has to be. And I've asked multiple times. Every time I get told, I'm going to get you that tomorrow. Guess it's not tomorrow yet.
All right. Anyone else would like to discuss this, please? I will say that we've had recommendations on several occasions for public safety on this, and it was brought to the Finance Committee. And it is under, from my understanding, it's a cheaper, less expensive vehicle than it was brought forth.
It's the need of the vehicle is the part that I argue, and then if the committees want to put together an argument that it has to be replaced, I simply ask for the documentation that shows where it has to be.
I'll talk on this because at the public safety meeting we had them review if it should be refurbished or replaced, and the refurbished option, I mean, I think Chief Truex can speak on it more. It just wasn't, it didn't make a lot of sense. It was about $400,000 for a 28-year-old truck. So,
that's not where my argument is. My argument is when you get told something's required, and I simply ask for proof of that requirement, and no one can provide it to me, that's where I hit my stripping point, and like I have a problem with that.
I don't know that it's necessarily a requirement.
Well, through every conversation up till tonight, mm-hmm. I've been told that it's required by OSHA that it be replaced because the vehicle has aged out. And I
don't remember that. You do?
I don't remember that.
Oh.
That is every conversation I've had about this fire truck.
Are we going to take testimony from somebody in the audience? Or are we just going to, I mean,
the chief said, and public safety, you guys, Murphy, you guys approve it?
What's that, John, sir?
On this issue. You guys voted to refurbish it?
I think you should defer to the chief on what he feels, why he gave the determination that what he needed.
Please.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, to my knowledge, the town of Montville's fire department fire truck purchasing policy still says we need four chiefs to agree that this needs to be done, and to my knowledge, that hasn't taken place.
I asked tonight, and he said it was.
What's that?
I asked Chief Truex tonight, and he said it was.
That's not what I heard. Did you say all four of the fire chiefs agreed that this needs to be replaced?
I said that all four chiefs said something should be done at the public safety meeting, and Councilor Sebelia was there. I told the or the public safety that three of the chiefs recommended refurbishment. My issue against refurbishment is you're paying 65% of the cost of the new one to refurbish a 28-year-old vehicle. The only thing that is warranted is anything they work on. They're not going to work on the engine. So if we pull it out a month after they refurbish it and we blow the engine, you got no warranty on it. And I never said it was required to replace it. I said it is a recommendation of NFPA, and it's a recommendation. But as soon as something happens, and then the lawyers get involved, they're going to go, well, is there any kind of standard out there? Yes, NFPA has 1901 for use of fire apparatus, and it says that you shouldn't be using a vehicle as a first-line apparatus after 15 years. Unless you refurbish it, then you can take it out to 24 years.
Okay, and every time
we're already at 28 years.
And every time I've asked for a copy of that, I've received nothing. So that's where I hit my point on that. And I'm not arguing whether it's there or not there. I'm arguing that I've just asked for backup on that, and I have not received it.
Okay, I mean, it's...
So we needed, we're going to have three rescue trucks, and I thought I went through this before, but when they said the town didn't need three, or each fire department doesn't need a rescue truck, but I guess because of the space or the gap, or that's why you want another rescue.
We should have a rescue truck on the west side of town, and that is what all four chiefs agreed to, is there should be something on the west side of town. Okay. Did we agree exactly what it should be?
Oakdale doesn't have one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oakdale has some rescue tools on an engine, they do not have a rescue truck.
All right, thanks.
All right, I think we've... Thank you, Chief. So I'm going to push the vote. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor
Karen. Favor.
Councilor Jessica. I favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
I'm in favor for public safety.
Councilor
favor.
Councilor
Souther. Favor.
Councilor Eastman.
Opposed.
Councilor May.
Favor. So that is 6-1 in favor. Consider an act of motion to add two additional firefighters, increasing the current staff of 14 to 16 members as recommended by the Public Safety Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
favor.
Councilor
Lathrop. Favor.
Councilor
favor.
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 Favor. Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. The town of Montvale hereby resolves to close the town hall at 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 24th, in observance of the Christmas holiday for non-essential personnel, and to award 2 hours pay time off for essential personnel who must remain on the job to be used by the end of January 2025.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
This is an issue that this is our right to either we approve it or we don't approve it. I just want you understand, right? We don't have to give the two.
All right.
We're not obligated. If we do it because we think we want the people to understand that we appreciate what they do and all that stuff. But we're not obligated to do this.
All right. Roll call.
Favor.
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 Favor. So 7-0, all in favor. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Say it quick.
William Herman, 32 Innocent Lane, also President Chesterfield. I would like to thank Councilman Lathrop for erring on the side of public safety. Like I said, I was in the hospital 67 days because of a problem we had with one of the fire trucks, and I got hit with it. The first responders are the first line of defense for everybody here in town, now medically as well as your physical structures. So by providing us with the proper equipment and the most updated equipment, you're doing a service to all the town people. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad you survived.
Me too.
Yeah, she's a big fan, I guess.
Keith Trex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. I'd like to echo Bill's statement of thank you to this council. I know that, you know, there are some strong feelings on it, and I will show you where it says it. It's easy to look at it online. It's hard to get it printed out. They
screenshot
make
would be fine. I've asked multiple times.
Yep. But, again, thank you.
Thank you.
Remarks to the public with the three limit. Limit? Excuse me.
Yep. I'll be quick. Gary Murphy. So on the Everbridge, I was very surprised at the number given tonight that only 400 residents of our town have Everbridge. I have it. I know why only 400 have it now, because my wife got tired of it going off at 1 o'clock in the morning for a tree limb down on Oxbox or Dam Road that nobody cared about. And then another one at 4:30 in the middle of the night. And she finally said, that's it, I got to get off of it. And I heard that in the last couple of months so many times, because the Everbridge is sending out notifications on road closures in the middle of the night. Now, I've been in the fire department for 50 years. We never worried about road closures anywhere. We'd stick out a couple of orange cones, and that was it. I get it. The Everbridge, in my opinion, should be for emergencies. You have a lost child. You have severe weather's coming. There's flooding. That's an emergency. A tree down on some obscure road that maybe two people from Marvel Manor are going to travel on to get to the casino to go to work doesn't mean waking up the whole town for that reason. I don't get it. I don't agree with it, and I think that's something that should be looked at. If you want more residents to get on any system you choose, make it so that it's good for them, okay? The other thing I wanted to keep in consideration, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of things building, and pay attention to heights of these buildings. Make sure they don't overreach. Any new building that's coming to town that's going to outreach our ladder truck. And make sure that there's room in front of these buildings where a ladder truck can get to every part of that building, or at least three sides of it all the time. And I don't want that to be left out. Please, if, you know, when you hear these people want to build, you know, apartment buildings and this and that, let's make sure that we have the proper procedures in place for fire apparatus and hose lines to be laid and all things that are going to make it easier on firefighters to fight this building and to rescue people out of some of these tall buildings. You start making them bigger and without the proper specifications to them, they will build them bigger and won't care what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
So just pay attention to that if you don't mind. And the last thing on the punch cards, I do agree with the punch cards. You have to figure it out, because if you don't, the streets that John was talking about on these dead-end roads that are lousy paved,
that's what
you're going to need a bulldozer to get all the garbage out of there, because that's where everybody's going to dump them. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carol Howard, 23 Bayberry Lane. I just want to take a minute to thank each and every one of our town council members for this year and your dedication to the citizens of the town of Montville. It is greatly appreciated, and I just want to wish you a happy holidays and a happy new year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks,
Carol.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Brian Baker, 560 Chesterfield Road, also a member of the Public Safety Commission. To echo what our chairman said, these new buildings, these occupancies we're building around town will impact public safety. They will, no doubt about it. Not only from the fire side, and I'm not going to speak for the police chief, but I'm sure it's going to impact the police department as well. So I think that everyone needs to be cognizant, even though we're looking to create tax revenue for the town to help us in offsetting the taxes, one way or another, it's going to be spent in another way. It does impact services. So I think we need to be cognizant for that. As Gary said, setback requirements are key, because when you set these aerials up, depending on how close you can get to the building, they've got to be out of the collapse zone. All of this has got to be taken into consideration. The fire marshal, I believe, should know that. So, but again, it's It's going to impact public safety. It's going to drive the budgets up one way or the other. So just kind of keep that in mind when we start coming to you.
Planning and zoning is well aware what you just talked about.
Okay. As long as they are,
I'm happy. They're not, I'll be talking to them tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
That's tasty.
Any other remarks from the public? All right, thank you. Remarks from the councilors. I'll start off with Councilor Yetton.
I just want to say today's a very good day. We accomplished greatness today. I'm very excited to see what happens and how fast we can progress and get this done. And I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Councilor Lather.
Yeah, I'd like to say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate. We made it through the year. The Purple and Orange team never gave up. You know, today's your big day. It's fantastic to be here. I want to thank everyone from the town of Montville that came out to the parade this weekend. It was a really beautiful showing. The fire trucks looked awesome in the show. It was just really nice to see some faces along the way. So thank you, everyone, for coming out and enjoying that. And I think the town hall looks really nice, all lit up for the holidays. It really brings back that New England old town vibe for me, and I love seeing it. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, I kind of already spoke on the animal shelter. Just thank you guys again for your efforts. I'm glad we're getting it done. Other than that, thanks for coming. Happy holidays. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy your time with family and friends. And we'll see you in January, hopefully.
Councilor Southard.
Thank you so much to everybody. It really does take a village to get things done. And getting the animal shelter nearly finalized, it's a really good feeling, and I think that we're all feeling that. And the parade, I have to tell everybody, if you don't go to it, you really need to. It is amazing. We didn't have it last year because of the weather, and I've never walked in it. I've always been on staging as a member of the Parks and Recreation Commission, and I had the time of my life going down that parade route, as short as it was. So I just think that with that and the sing-along and the dancers, it was a real small town feel. I mean, Montville's pretty big acreage wise, but you know, we are a small town. Mm-hmm. So so I thought that was great. And happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate, and Happy New Year. We'll see you next year.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
Happy holidays to everybody. Good health. Let's have a healthy year for everybody so we can go and work in that dog pound. No, I mean it.
Animal control facility.
God bless you all for what you did for us, and we'll work together again and continue to work together. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I'll go next. I don't want to take away from Mr. Karen's long
No,
speech.
You can. You're the chair. You can do anything you want.
So I just want to wish everybody happy holidays. It's it really came out quick this year. I was out of town for Thanksgiving and just recently, so I missed a parade, and I always enjoyed it. I think I've walked in 6 or 7 parades, and it is a really good time. But I just want to say that the the road to the animal control facility has been a tough one, and it got a rocky start, and it got a start several years ago, really, and it's just attention to it was just never given to it that needed to be. And I am pleased that, you know, we took the time and effort to really listen to everyone and get it done. So, and a lot of stuff's happening because I made a promise to Ms. Gullen that we would have this done by the end of December. And she sat over there and I said, we will get this done. And I probably spent the last couple of weeks in the mayor's office getting this thing ironed out and getting it done. So, it takes a lot of work to get something like this started. We got the construction company. They're going to start working on getting that done. They have a 300-day build schedule, so that's very promising that it'll be done hopefully within a year. So I just want to wish everybody, once again, a happy holidays. And Mr. Karen.
Oh, what more can be said? I agree with everything. And Merry Christmas. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Hi. Am I going to see you this weekend?
I'm good. I saw you. I must have really been playing.
Huh? I apologize.
This was on Saturday.
I haven't spoken to him since October. See you later. Of course he was.
Of course he was.
That's something that has to go with the planning.